The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Joined by Conal McCrilla, the chief economist at Bank of Ireland, who's also the author of the MyHome.ie report. And tell us about the housing market, as you described it, heating up again.
Well, if you think about last year, we had actually had a period of falling house prices, particularly in Dublin. I suppose the reason for that was that valuations became a bit stretched during the pandemic. As well as that, the ECB is raising interest rates. But today's report shows that the housing market is heating up. Asking prices rose by 2% in the first quarter of the year compared to the final quarter of 2023, which pushed the annual inflation rate up to 6.5%. So that's the strongest pace for 18 months. And I suppose it shows the kind of pause in house price inflation that we saw last year is pretty short-lived. In other places like the UK, the United States, you've had sort of negative house price inflation. That certainly hasn't happened in Ireland, and I suppose it shows that, you know, the economy is doing well, people have jobs, wage increases are happening, and at the same time, supply is still quite curtailed. So you put the two of those together, and although, you know, the housing market is expensive, we're beginning to see this pickup in house price inflation again to 6.5%.
Well, you say that the supply is curtailed, but wasn't there a big number of transactions recorded last year?
Well, I suppose what really counts is the gap between demand and supply. So employment is going up all the time. It's 14% above where it was in 2019. So you're not seeing that in other economies like the UK, Germany. So yes, last year we had 63,000 transactions. That's actually the highest number since the financial crisis. So more homes are bought and sold last year than in any year since the financial crisis. But I suppose what's happening is that whatever is listed for sale has been sold ever more quickly. The average time to sale agreed in the first quarter of this year was just 15 weeks. So that's close to a historic low. So if you go to your local estate agents, the stocks of homes listed for sale is likely to be, you know, exceptionally low. But that's because whatever is being listed for sale has been sold so quickly. So yes, in absolute terms, more homes are being built, more homes are being bought and sold, but demand is so strong it's pushing up prices.
Which is making it very difficult for first-time buyers and presumably as well for people who are looking to trade up.
It is. I mean, this is, I suppose, if you look at the economics community in general, they're expecting, you know, economic growth to kind of slow, the pace of jobs growth to slow as bottlenecks like housing and infrastructure begin to become more pressing problems. We haven't quite seen that yet. I mean, employment has stayed exceptionally strong, and I suppose we need to remember that, you know, it is people on high incomes who are buying houses. So it is a growing problem, but, you know, the point at which it starts to really kind of hurt our competitiveness and slow the economy, you know, that is uncertain.
It seems that every Ardéis Snub, our party conference, we have leaders promising to build more and more houses and apartments. It happened at the Social Democrats, at the Labour Party, at Sinn Féin. What about the speech by the incoming Taoiseach, the new leader of Fine Gael, Simon Harris, at the weekend, when he pledged to deliver 250,000 additional homes between 2025 and 2030, assuming, of course, that Fine Gael are still in power? But no matter who's in power, is that number a realistic one?
Well, I think over the last couple of years, there has been a debate amongst economists that, you know, do we need 30,000, 35,000, 40,000 houses per annum just to cope with population growth each year? And of course, the population has grown faster than anyone expected. But I suppose what's maybe been realised is that if you haven't built that kind of number for 10 years, you do have growing pent-up demand. So we see this in terms of the number of people who are living at home with their parents, even though they've maybe got a job and, you know, are adults, as well in terms of the number of people who are living in apartments, sort of packing in ever higher numbers into, you know, apartments. So there is that sort of pent-up demand in addition to the amount of population growth we see each year. And I suppose that's why we're now beginning to see these estimates of kind of 40,000 to 50,000 houses needed per annum if we're going to start making a dent in terms of that sort of pent-up demand. So, look, I think 250,000 houses is kind of where, in and around where we need to be by 2030. But having said that, look, clearly the issues holding back supply are intransigent and politically difficult to address.
Well, Conal, just one other thing to finish on that. We keep saying houses, but I think in modern Ireland it's a combination of houses and apartments. But it's also a combination of houses and apartments available to buy and those that are only available to rent. Do you see an increase in the number of units available for people to purchase, because it would seem, particularly in Dublin in recent years, that for the majority of new builds, it's always been built to rent rather than built to buy.
Well, that is true, but I think far too much time has been spent trying to sort of identify bogeymen. If you actually look at the amount of transactions that were accounted for by home buyers last year, it was 71%, and that's the highest number of first-time buyers and movers, their share of the market since 2013. So, you know, if you look at, say, the amount of the buy-to-let sector, you know, the amount of interest from buy-to-let investors in the market fell back very sharply last year. It looks like purchases from, say, institutional investors into the private rental sector fell back a little bit. And of course, the state was stepping up and increasing its purchase of social and affordable houses. But overall, home buyers, as a percent of total transactions, actually saw their share increase. So that's kind of first-time buyers in particular. So, look, I think we need more housing of every kind. I think that's clear. And I think we should be sort of focusing on those intransigent issues like planning, capacity pressures in construction, labour availability, rather than sort of saying that one type, particular type of purchase is bad and others are good. So, but overall, last year, in terms of a proportion of transactions accounted for by home buyers, it was actually the highest level since 2013.
Colin McQuilla, Chief Economist of Bank of Ireland and author of the MyHome.ie Property Report, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.